listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live.
This is the Spirit of Life Metaphysics Radio Program, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Michael Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening and welcome to the Spirit of Life program for Wednesday, January 4th, 2023. My name is Michael Kelly and I'm here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Well, good evening, Michael, and Happy New Year as always. I'm so glad to be here. We are going to kick off this new year in a good way.
We are. So glad to have you. Happy New Year to you, too. And, of course, Happy New Year to everybody joining us in the chat and catching up with us in the archives. And Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit as well as to explore science and spirituality. In addition to this broadcast, ICMH offers other educational programs that can be found at metaphysicsinstitute.org and tfuniversity.org. Of course, we'll begin with our 9 abbreviated principles of belief. Those are: 1. Do no harm, do right. 2. We believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. 3. We believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4. We are all equal, one planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. 5. We recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6. We are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7. Self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will creates self-completeness. 8. Metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And 9. Expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. So tonight, we're kicking off the new year. We're going to be pulling some cards for people. So if you would like an inner oracle card paired with a tarot card, throw your name in chat. But I think tonight we're going to probably just get all of our energy from Dr. Vicki. So,
well, you sure, put it on me. I really am excited about tonight. I really want to get us started off on the right foot, you know, for 2023. And I'd like to begin. I came across this wonderful little piece on YouTube profiling a woman named Natalie Trailing. And just the way it sounds, Trailing, 84 years old, plays the piano, and it's an awesome profile story. And I tell you, the woman's got quite the life. But one of the things that she said that is so profound to me, and it really did strike a chord, no pun intended, but she said, nothing is changed, just rearranged.
Yeah, I love that.
And it really, honestly, it, when I heard that, and I had to post it on Facebook because it just rung so, like, there's so much truth to it. Her philosophies in life, and, you know, bless her heart, what a life she's had. But music has always kept her going, and you know, she's been through a lot, trust me. But nothing is changed, just rearranged. And again, I had to say it in my head a few times. I went, how true is that, Michael? You know, for a lot of things in historically that brings us to now, we can say, yeah, so much has changed, you know, everything's changing. But we still have a lot of the same human dilemmas.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? I mean, it kind of, it's that saying, the more things change, the more they stay the same.
And exactly. It's just rearranged.
Exactly. And it's just such a great way of putting it, because things follow patterns. And, you know, things do change fundamentally over time in some ways. But the very, you know, driving forces of life, of existence, I think that's, you know, as universal as we can get. You know, I think that awareness brings that, but you know, it's constantly shifting. You know, you think about, in a very materialistic way, the carbon that goes into the creation of any organism, be it human, animal, plant. You know, it yep. is formed, it exists, it returns to carbon, and yep. is reformed.
It's rearranged.
Yep, absolutely.
It's amazing. You know, before we go any further, Tabitha is asking if you're not feeling well. I don't want to speak for you, Michael. I know you're fine. Maybe you want to explain.
Oh, yeah. I just am getting rid of, well, I think I've gotten rid of the sinus infection mostly, but I have a little congestion that I just cannot shake, but feeling much better. So I appreciate the thoughts.
So just thought we'd clear that up. It's just a little nasally, but you know, we all have our moments, and I know Michael and I were talking before the program. He feels fine. It's just maybe doesn't sound that way.
You know, see, I
it's
asked
like
you
going
too.
To the doctor and you look fine, but you're really sick.
You well,
know? And he said, "Well, you look fine, but I got so much pain." Yikes! You know, kind yeah. of that kind of thing.
But, yeah, I can definitely hear. But at
go ahead.
But I'm hoping that, you know, at the next full moon, I'll be able to do a sacrifice and get my sinuses clear. So we'll get
funny.
It all figured out.
That's in 2 days, Michael. You got 2 days.
I don't have time.
You got to cast some spells. I'm really optimistic in very many ways about this year, everyone. That's I'm not dismissing some of the global issues we're having, not by any stretch. And I want to preface and qualify that anything I say is because we live in a very privileged kind of culture and society. And we are very fortunate to be where we are on the planet at this time. So let's just get that out in the front, because we wouldn't have this conversation in this way if we lived in other countries such as North Korea, Russia, Ukraine.
Very
you know,
true.
I'm just saying that there are dilemmas. There's going to be a lot of global shifts, I think, economically. Mm-hmm. I think it stands to reason to say that Ukraine and Russia are going to go on for a time being. And I think we're going to see some posturing in a lot of other ways, and especially when it comes to, oh, you know, resources and such. But I think my optimism lay in areas of innovation, opportunities for people. The thing that's key in this year is we have to change our minds. And that's why I wanted to start off with that really profound statement. It's nothing's changed, just rearranged. And sometimes that, you know, it depends on us to rearrange our thinking. And, you know, if you've been in that career and you're not finding it's working for you, you might have to shift a career. What does that take for you to shift a career? You know, and looking at all things, how we rearrange our lives. And I must say, I'm in another one of those little segues myself. And I just say, oh, well, you know, been through this kind of before. You know, if you're old enough, you see these ebbs and tides, whether it's real estate or, you know, finances, you know, stock markets. I mean, Elon Musk ain't doing so good right now.
That's true. It's so, a tough year when you lose $200 billion.
Yeah, you know, that's the biggest loss in history, I think. Tesla just kind of went down the tubes for a second. We'll see how that goes. Dr. Zach is saying in the chat, bring on the disclosure. Now, that's, I think, going to be the inklings of that as we go through the year, and almost where it's unavoidable to disclose. And especially as we advance in technology and there's more sightings, of course, it can be discredited by, oh, things like drones and what governments already have as their own. And that's why it's really hard to say, oh, that's a UFO. Well, no, it could be some government machine that they haven't revealed yet. Though, I mean, we don't know. I just saw another story passing that there was a UFO flying over a train in Russia for an hour and 20 minutes. Now, is that true? I don't know. People can make stuff up. Obviously, the photo was superimposed, but, you know, the story was, and there was a lot of witnesses to that, they claim. Again, I have to really qualify this because it's what people are talking about. And there's a greater comfort, I think, in people's minds with disclosure. So I think, however, you know, there's always the flip side, Michael.
Oh, always.
You know, people doing the fear-mongering, and my contention is if we were in any way in any trouble, it would happen by now. So I think that we're just learning to rearrange our thinking, learning to rearrange our lives. So that's what I think is going to happen. Now, individually, I've been doing a few readings already for people, and what I'm noting is that on your individual lifeline, your individual story kind of thing, how it's shifting in positive ways. And again, it just takes us to say, you know, as Dr. Kelly very, you know, appropriately defines cognitive dissonance as saying denial with secondary gains. It's now we're more willing to give up things that no longer work for us.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
And say, you know what, that has had its time, and, you know, let's move on. The other comment here is about free energy. I don't think that's necessarily going to happen this year. And the reason being is there's always been the access to free energy, but in that beginning with Tesla, but there's many other inventions along the way I happen to know of firsthand from people, but has been stopped by patents bought up by major corporations. So we'll see how that goes. I think we could certainly see it in the future. We'll have no choice.
Right.
So, you know, that's kind of in a nutshell where I see it. So I'm in no way negative about this year, but I am saying brace ourselves for these kinds of changes, that we're going to have to see the world a little bit differently, and how we're all inclusive. What happens over there is really happening to us. It affects us in shipping and resources. And I mean, I go to the grocery store now, and wow, half the shelves are empty, you know, because there's shipping problems. You know, we got inflation. Absolutely, you got a budget for that. So there's all kinds of things. Now, people are getting smarter about who's still making money.
Yeah.
So,
well, so, and all that edge has been, you know, in the finance world that people make their money during recessions and market downturns. That's when things are cheap. So if you have the money, you can buy it up. Of course, those, you know, on the working class and up a little bit, but you go paycheck to paycheck, you don't have the, you know, resources to capitalize on that, so it makes it tough. But yeah. I think what you're talking about here is, you know, really on point. We're starting out the new year. A lot of times it's important to reorient how our thinking, reorganize our thoughts, just like you said earlier. I think that as things change, which they do, you know, everything, the more things change, the more they stay the same, but they do change. And the way that we adapt and live in the world, and the way that we protect our own health, our, you know, spiritual health, our intellectual and psychological health, is to sometimes change the way that we do things, the way that we look at things. And, you know, listening to Disclosure when it comes to, you know, aliens and things like that, I look forward to the day when we can acknowledge the Greys, but then the lizard aliens are still a conspiracy. the lizard aliens have been coming. Yeah, we know about the Greys, but, you know, it's the lizard aliens you got to watch out for, and the government's hiding them. So,
I just kind of binged on Amazon Prime's, The Secrets of the National Parks throughout North America. And what I found so humorous to me is all the, you know, little secrets and mysterious things that happen in these places, and a lot of inferences to extraterrestrials and so on. But it's all that fear-mongering, you know, with that, the negative and the scary and the alarming. And I'm thinking, what? Why do you have to? And I'm thinking as a writer, how I would write that, which would have way less impact,
yeah.
You know, and yet that's, I guess, what sells at the moment, but it is clearly fear-mongering. And I love the stories. I like to know who got missing in what forests and what happens, and these people, you know, what goes on with them. It's really a great series.
It sounds very interesting.
But it goes back to 2014, I think. But I hadn't seen it before, so I thought, oh, that's kind of cool. But again, the typical, you know, a most alarming and dangerous event, blah, blah, blah. You know,
yeah. Well, you know, we've talked about that in the past. You know, the common knowledge that human beings are drawn to the negative. Of course, it's, you know, a survival tactic. You focus only on the good, then you won't see the, you know, danger coming at you that's threatening your life. But all things in balance, you know, humans are also predisposed to positivity, to optimism. It's how we grow. It's the hope that gives us fuel. And there's plenty of things to be afraid of. We don't need aliens to be afraid of. We have psychopaths and things like that to be afraid of already. The key is realizing that there will always be risk. You can never live in an absolute safe world. You have to do the best you can, and don't ever stop pushing forward.
Glad to hear Dr. Mike has written in the chat that he's watched it, and he says it's a very good show, but he also, you know, follows up with people want to be scared. Isn't that funny? It's get the adrenaline going, that dopamine in the brain.
Absolutely. I mean, horror movies are a huge industry.
Yeah. Not for me. I don't like horror movies.
No, they haven't been my favorite either. But,
well, let's draw some cards, Mike.
I was just thinking. Absolutely. And
we're
so
on the same wave. Yeah.
We have names that have been coming in, and so first off, for an inner oracle card, we have Dr. Raven. And, hey, starting out the new year on card number one, perfection.
I like it.
All right, let's see. Always remember that you are perfect just as you are, a perfect work in progress, always changing and growing. Today is a reflection of past choices, and tomorrow is changeable by choices made today. This card may indicate that a situation is either perfect or not perfect for you. Embrace all mistakes as they are vital to your growth while striving for a better future. Reflect to see what contributes to your perfect journey and move forward gracefully.
Oh, and I got judgment, the judgment card in support of that. Now, I know you know a little bit about the tarot, Raven. When you put perfection and the judgment card together, that's actually really quite profound in my mind. So I get this sense that you've been mulling over making some changes, but haven't necessarily announced that yet. So it's kind of finding your way, your voice through the stream of all the others. And this is telling me that you're going to announce yourself in a new way, take a new twist or a new angle on what you do. And you won't have that same worry about what other people think or what other people are doing, how competitive it is. You're just going to find your way and say, you know, that's it. I'm telling the world what I'm going to do. And that's going to be your friend. Be who you are. So that's your perfection in motion. And I'm excited for you in this year, Raven. I really do think the tides are changing. I know you've been through a lot of changes in the last couple of years. It's you're getting a foothold now. So it's your turn. I like it.
I like it a lot, you know. And I love that saying, you know, you're perfect just as you are. You're a perfect work in progress, because the concept of perfection is subjective.
Absolutely.
But all right, we have Dr. Mike up next. And Dr. Mike, a happy early birthday. He had relayed in chat that tomorrow is the big day. So,
ooh, yay.
Wishing
happy
you the
birthday.
Best. And we have for you tonight wild card number 9, blank. Drawing this card, it is. Drawing this card puts you on notice to dig deep within for the answers you seek. This card is what you want it to be. It is what you need it to be. It is all that you desire it to be. Remember that the unconscious mind speaks to you in the quietest of voices, in the loudest of ways, often overlooked. The universe is always on your side. Dig deep, for your answers lay within.
Whoa, and you know what is so cool about the blank card in my mind? It's like you can write anything. You just wrote, yes, I am blank. It would be funny. What we have here in support of that for you, Mike, is the High Priestess. So that's all about intuition. That's all about your sense of, perceptions and your angle on things. I just had this little flash of you writing something, but it's your take on it. So I don't know if you've thought about writing a book or, writing some kind of a manual or some kind of educational program, perhaps. But that's just, again, I saw paper and a pen writing. So that's why I see that's the symbols in my head. So when you have that blank in the High Priestess, it's using your own intuition and moving forward with things that you really like to do and want to do, because it's anything is possible. The one thing about your birthday tomorrow, on the birthday, it's a really good idea to just sit for a minute, preferably as close to the time of your birth as possible, but just sit for a moment, meditate, and project what you want for the coming year. You know, just in that general picture of your, and just throw it out into the universe, release it, and then you get about living it. So that's just a suggestion to you, because this is really a powerful message that anything you want to do this year is absolutely possible. So where you might have felt restrictions in the past, there are no restrictions anymore.
Great message. It is a good one. And
big.
It is. I love it. I mean, no restrictions. The sky's the limit.
Yep.
All right. We have Deb next on my list. And Deb, I have number 42 for you. Trust and integrity. Integrity means being true to oneself, intuitively and sensibly. It is adherence to moral and ethical principles, soundness of moral character, and honesty. A trust betrayed loses integrity, and trust without integrity is empty. Trust, along with communication, is one of the two most important relationship traits. Move forward with integrity, remaining steadfast in the greatest relationship of all, yourself.
Oh, Deb, you got the sun in support of that. The sun is all about, like, the sun is life, right? That's what gives us life. And it breathes life. So with that trust and integrity in the sun, it's, what I'm saying is you might be standing up for something here, something that you might be advocating for, perhaps taking on a bit of a cause, being vocal. It could be at a school, community. And again, that's the tendency of where I go to with this. But it's finding your voice. So that's what I want to say to you. The biggest thing that I get from this is having a very clear voice about what you want to say, and you're not holding back. You know, it's, again, you know, you're being mature about it, but it's that trust, integrity, the clarity, and the new life. So, and in there, I get this feeling of blue. Blue is that throat chakra, right? And that's water. So that's the voice. And that's exciting. I feel like you have a lot to say, but you might have been withholding, and now's your time.
So. All right. And it just makes me think about, we were talking a little bit about that earlier, you know, fear. And fear is everywhere around us, but we use those tools, just what Dr. Vicky, what you were talking about. It gives us the kind of strength and the means to keep pushing on through.
Absolutely, Michael.
All right. So next up, we have Dr. Edward. Dr. Edward, tonight for you, I have number 39, education. Continual education is the key to individual and collective consciousness and personal success. Commit yourself to lifelong learning, educating yourself continually. If you don't know something, first look for the answers yourself, then ask if necessary. Gain education and advice through various sources, including people, but always strive to find your own answers. Look for lessons in life experience, situations, and circumstances. Make it your adage to listen, think, learn, grow, and live.
Oh, I got the Justice card in support of that, Edward. Now, education, we know you're continuing your education, especially with IMHS. You keep pursuing interests, and learning never ends. That's a given for you. However, when I get these symbols, like the Justice card, education, I feel like, and the first thing that came to me is that you might be advocating for someone. So, advocating. It's whether it's somebody who's going into care, the hospital, going through health issues, going through even some legal issues, and how you are going to advocate for them. So it's because you have the knowledge, you have the experience, and it just flows from you like it's natural. And it's not like you have to go do research. You already know the answer. So when somebody comes to you, it's not just a matter of giving advice. I see you participating and advocating. And it sets you kind of on a new cruise control, perhaps even a mentoring in some regard. So I feel like I kind of get excited for you. You say, wow, that's something I never thought of doing. So I'd be really interested in the future, some feedback as that may unfold, you know, if it's true. So, Edward, this is just continuing for you, but you're putting your education into play. That's exciting.
I love it. I love it. I love that you know, line of intuition. So curious to see how that plays out. But
yeah.
All right. We have Audra next. Audra, I have number 35. One planet, one race, one ancestry, and one destiny. Divine energy lives in all things. Diversity in nature and among humanity is not an evolutionary mistake. It is an evolutionary constant. This card advocates equality, peace, unity, healthy life skills, higher consciousness, and spiritual enlightenment. It is critical for our spiritual evolution that we display tolerance and equality towards others as well as ourselves. Remember, you are of divine energy.
Wow, Audra, the magician. So I don't know if it is that you've had some kind of epiphany through the holidays, some kind of an awakening, an insight, a transformation. I feel like you just changed your mind. Like things, the plans that you had, things that you might have wanted to do, you're just changing your mind and saying, no, I'm in a transformation. I'm going to create. I'm going to put my life in a forward movement. And in a way, never mind what everybody else says. And it's like this realization that you've had about yourself. So again, I could be way off base here, but I feel like it's uplifting you. And it's like Audra has become more of who Audra was born to be. She just didn't know it till now. It's very exciting. That magician is absolute, you know, alchemy and transformation. So you're on a new path, Audra. That's what I feel.
That's very exciting. New path for a new year.
Yeah. You know, I want to say thanks to everybody for the feedback in the chat. It's you know, Edward's helping a friend with a particular thing, you know, and it's exciting for me to read that. But Dr. Mike has a little piece of advice. He said, 2023 food for thought. Tip your servers, return your shopping carts, pick up a piece of trash, hold the door open for the person behind you, let someone in your lane. Small acts can have a ripple effect. Wow. Absolutely. Thanks for that, Mike. That is all it takes.
Absolutely. It's just be decent, you know? And I think all of us can think back to a moment where something like that happened, especially if somebody lets us into a lane in a bad traffic, you know, instantly kind of helps rejuvenate the, you know, image and the good name of humanity.
There is goodness.
You know, absolutely.
We are kind of a peculiar species, you know? there's this dark side.
Oh,
I don't
sure.
know why there's warmongers or, you know, why there's people who look for trouble. I don't know why. But there are such good people. There's such good people in the world. And we have to go with that. And just stay true to who we want to be. You know, I'm the only one I'm going to answer to when I leave this world. And that's what I keep in mind. I have to answer to myself and my higher self. You know, I call it karma, call whatever you want to. It's just I know I have to live with me and in the hereafter. And just try to do a nice. That's all. Just be nice. And I'd like to say thank you to Audra, who's just put in the chat that she says that you're on the money. I just started a new job. Well, there you go.
Very interesting.
But I don't think that's the only one. I think there's something else coming too. So you just hang in there. Just keep going. It's one step at a time.
It is. And, yeah. You know, a lot of uncertainty coming down the road for all of us, but you know, we will take it. We are capable to rise to the occasion when need be, and I like the idea of something, you know, still a little bit mysterious coming your way.
Absolutely. Kevin, I think we have next, Michael.
We do, and Kevin, I have number 26, Energy Signature. This card is a call to be aware of energy signatures, which is the vibe a person puts out or the energy of a situation. Energy signatures are changed by increased awareness resulting from gaining more knowledge and wisdom of self. Review the present energy signature that you may be sending or that of a situation, individual, or relationship. Keep what is healthy, remove what is unhealthy. Remember, you cannot change others. You can only change yourself and your own energy signature.
Well, I would give a guess here that Kevin has changed his energy signature, and he's beginning to see how that's changing his life. I'm going out on a limb here, Michael, but that's what I want to stand on. The Seven of Diamonds in support of energy signatures. Seven of Diamonds is the Seven of Pentacles, the tarot language, is, you know, it's the harvest. It's, you know, it's like the end of the year, you pulled in all the harvest, and you're starting to say, wow, a job well done. So that's where I look to something in your energy signature, Kevin, has changed, and you're beginning to see the results of those changes in the dynamic around. What I sense here also is that's just going to continue organically. You may not have to put so much work into it because it's going to come more naturally. So, you know, when we all start out making changes, Michael, we have to really focus on it. Like, oh, man, what did I just do? You know, and then you sweat it at night thinking, could I have said it differently?
Oh,
but
yeah.
After a while, it starts to, you know, when you deal with that, it becomes easier. You know, and as you're more in the moment. So,
absolutely. But
yeah, that's what I feel for Kevin.
Absolutely. And I think you're exactly correct. But I'd say don't try not to get carried away in the moment sometimes, you know, when you're going through those changes, because it can be easy to fall back into old habits. But, you know, once you get that rhythm of behavior and you get those, you know, thought processes going, it picks up steam.
Awesome. Now, I think we have Tabitha up next.
And Tabitha, for you, I have number 13, positive consciousness. Oops, just added. It is our soul's natural inclination to be positive. Therefore, positive consciousness transcends positive thinking. As human beings, we can find ourselves with a need to filter negativities and ill will. Be at peace with your natural self and continue displaying goodwill towards others. Don't hate or hold hatred in your heart. Maintain your positive attitude even in the face of obstacles and discouragements, for they are temporary.
Well, this positive consciousness is going to conjure up some money for you, Tabitha. Now, I don't like to go on a limb like that because, oh, it's so hokey, isn't it? You know, that fortune teller kind of thing. Love money. But a positive consciousness comes up here with the Ten of Diamonds. Ten of Diamonds is the marketplace. It's about finances, the interaction of finances, the improvement of finances and investments. And that could even be how you're investing your energy. So I feel like there's something here that you're beginning to invest your energy in that's really going to start to pay off for you. Sometimes all the reward isn't money, but it is the gratification and the sense of feeling purposeful. And that speaks volumes. So if you have enough money getting by and you feel good, that's a good life. It really is. So this turning point for you, Tabitha, I'm not going to say you're going to change jobs, but you can change how you apply yourself in a present situation, maybe with a different title, different position. So you know what I mean? It's not like changing careers, changing jobs. It's just something within a different expression of the same thing, perhaps. And I think you're going to like that, and there's great improvement for you financially this year. So, boy, I sound like a fortune teller.
Well, hey, we have to go with the intuition.
Yeah.
All right, we have Anna next.
Yeah.
And Anna, for you, I have number 4, past, present, and future. The 3 universal laws of personal responsibility are, 1, you are accountable for your past, present, and future. 2, don't expect others to do for you what you can and should do for yourself. 3, don't do for others what they can and should do for themselves. Remember, present circumstances reflect past choices. Embrace responsibility and move forward with renewed vigor.
You know, Michael, I'm being really honest about all these cards that we're pulling. I'm not trying to screen them. I'm not trying to say, oh, I think I'm going to find a good one. No, I'm just picking them, and that's the way they're coming. And this is another one, the Ace of Wands, the Ace of Clubs. So for Anna, I think what I sense here is this reflective moment, this introspective moment, the past, the present, the future, and kind of that what you have achieved. You know, it's really important to do that sometimes, is where, how far have I come? So if I say in my health, am I improving? If I think about yesterday, not so much, but I think, oh, where was I 3 months ago? Yeah, I feel good, you know? So when you reflect on your life and you see the journey and where you are, you go, wow, I've done good. You know, I've done really well. Absolutely. And where you're going and that creating that future. So this Ace of Clubs is telling you that you are achieved already, Anna. You have achieved. And it's asking of you now, what else would you like to achieve? Where would you like to go from here? Anything that you want to do is just taking that first step. You know, there's something in the Viking runes says, you know, what, not the doers, we're the deciders. Once you decide, the doing gets done. I'm just reminded to say that now.
I like that. So very true. So everything that exists in the world existed as a thought first.
But absolutely.
I love it. I love it.
So our, you know, our Dr. Zach here says, well, if you have time for me. He said, well, actually, he said, if I can add my name to the list, that would be great. Yeah, absolutely, you can, Zach.
Absolutely.
And for those who don't know, we had Zach on. If anybody in the archives has missed that, please tune in to, you know, a couple of weeks ago. We had Dr. Zach on. We were talking astrology. It was a really exciting show. We're going to have Zach on again in February. So, you know, take heed, everybody. Make sure you tune into that.
Absolutely.
Well, I think we're having Wendy on next week live.
Absolutely. Yes, we are. So looking forward to that. And just really looking forward to these great discussions. I think 2023 is going to be a great year full of, you know, change. Sounds like a lot of people are going to be coming into some money. Always like to hear that. But but I do know that we have a lot of good ahead of us. Doesn't mean there aren't going to be challenges, but looking forward to it just as a people. But Dr. Zach, looking forward to having you join us here in just a few weeks. And tonight, you get my very favorite card. It's Wild Card Number 1, Paradox. Oof. A truth can be found in seemingly contradictory ideas. What may seem like a false proposition can be a set of new ideas and ways of thinking. Your solution may lay in the opposite direction than you think. Keep in mind that the cosmos works in equals and opposites. Not all truths lay in common opinions. This may be a time for contrarian thinking and opening your mind to what may not make sense at first, and thus new perspectives are discovered.
Zach, you got the Hierophant. The Hierophant in support of paradox. You think about that for a minute. So what this says to me, I don't think you have to go far from home to be in all your greatness and do what you need to do. Part of you may be struggling about getting out there, but I think that might just be part of it, because everything you can do is from this rhythm and this routine of home, comfort, and security. And yes, I think that, you know, my sense here, Zach, is there's three trips coming. Oh, geez, see, I'm a reader now. Three trips coming up in this year, little getaways, and you're going to really enjoy them. But, you know, this momentum of energy that you have going, I don't want to dismiss, you know, the tired days or the darker days. You say, oh, man, I'm putting the covers over my head and staying in bed. We all get those. But the Hierophant is that conformity, that sense of home, that sense of feeling safe, and you have that absolutely. So keep building on what you're doing, Zach, because it's gonna pay off for you big time. I feel that.
All right, very good. Well,
so what have we got going on here in the chat, Dr. Mike? Note. There's only 355 days till Christmas.
I tell you, it'll be here before you know it. And Walmart's going to have the decorations out next month. So,
oh, good grief. We're going to have Valentine's stuff out within a week. It'll be easier stuff. Yeah, it'll go fast.
It does. It does. It goes fast. But I think it's all, you know, we do live in a faster-paced world. A lot of it's relative. But I'm pretty sure that the fabric of space-time is changing and things are speeding up. That's just my take.
That's my take, too. Michael, pick a card for yourself. Let's see what's going on here.
All right. Hopefully it has a good decongestant. All right. For me, I have number 17, Reinvention. That kind of tracks with what we've been talking about tonight, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Nothing is more powerful or transformative than self-reinvention, resulting in a personal identity foundation shift. Far-reaching and profound, such a personal reinvention shifts the foundation of your self-concept from external to internal, which, in turn, is vital to your future success and happiness. Re-examine your core values, ensuring they are healthy. Answer the questions, what do I call a good day, and what else in my life should be reinvented? Huh, interesting.
Michael, I got the Four of Clubs for you. Oh. So, the Four of Clubs, in my view, I call it the only marriage card in the deck. But that being said, it can be promises, commitments, partnerships, anything where you are joined in a way. So this reinvention, I think what it's saying is reinvention in matters of relationships and perhaps even in making a commitment in a relationship. So, and Dr. Zach just said union, absolutely, some kind of a union. So I think there's some winds blowing there for you, Michael.
Very interesting.
It
so,
is.
You know how he's like, always like that, pass on, no money though, no money?
Well, that's not in this moment.
I kid. No, of course, you know, I also believe that relationships are far more valuable than any material thing. But no, I think that's very interesting. I think it's interesting that you say that. So I'll just keep it at that for right now. But yeah, I'll take it. Very interesting.
Dr. Zach just wrote in the chat. Now Zach has his own kind of intuition going on. He just heard wedding bells and he just said it in the chat. So you never know.
Hey, we will see. We will see
we're
how
up
accurate
for it,
this.
Right?
Yes, we
you are.
Not me. anyway, all things in their time. Well, what do you think?
You know, I want to also say, Dr. Mike in the chat has said that he has indeed been thinking about writing something, and specifically what he learned at IMHS. Now, that's why we're here, everyone. IMHS and ICMH. And TFU is why we're here and what brings us together, because we are metaphysicians, you know, we're different kinds of thinkers, and you know, keeping our minds opening and continuing to grow as human beings. I don't care how old we are, we got things to learn, you know.
Yep,
and
true.
We have things to do. So I'm really glad that Dr. Mike is considering that, because I'd certainly like to hear his take on it, and certainly about all the things that he has, you know, proceeded to do in his life. And it's exciting. And if you even think of three things this year that you would like to do, it doesn't have to be big. It's not like, oh, I want to climb Machu Picchu. You know, it can be small things. And setting that up for the year for yourself that brings you joy, that brings you some kind of gratification, and you know that you have grown in some way. And I know that's our job here. That's what we keep doing.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole bachelor program is set up for that. As Dr. Kelly has eloquently written, you know, sharing his own experiences, how he evolved, and all the questions to ask ourselves, you know, of who we are, how we think, what we're doing with our lives, that we continue to grow as human beings and taking that with us. So I don't mean to preach here, but I, for one, can be the first to say that I'm learning, and I keep learning about myself in ways that, you know, it's just going to keep going, and I'm okay with that.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
free to change my mind.
Absolutely.
And that's a good thing.
And yeah, we're always learning. I think it'd be a nightmare to exist in a universe where we couldn't learn something new and grow in some way. And because life is always changing, we always have to learn new things. So
yeah,
it's a good deal.
It is. So that's my New Year's message to people. And I know we say this every time we're on, Michael. I'm so grateful for everybody here. We've been doing this a long time now, and I don't see an ending to it. We will try to make a point this year of once a month bringing on a guest, somebody you would like to meet. Perhaps it's somebody who has been in the chat, like, you know, regularly.
Yeah.
And we'll bring them on, whether that's Dr. Raven, you know, Tabitha, Audra, you know, and if you're up for it, people, we'd certainly like to, you know, hear your voice and, you know, just talk about what started you on the IMHS journey and what brought you to here and what you're doing with your life and how you see it differently. So that interests me about people.
Absolutely.
And that's what we'd like to share if you're willing. So if that's something you would consider, please drop us a line.
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, if we don't get any guests, then we're going to have to listen to some of my alternate personalities. So, you know, God knows how that's going to go. So, you know, please let us know if you're interested. And we'd love to have you.
You know, oh, Dr. Raven already said that sounds fabulous. So she's in. That's great. So maybe March. We'll talk to you, Raven, and consider sometime in March. And we'll find out what you're doing these days.
Yeah.
I'm interested.
Absolutely. Yeah. So looking forward to it. Looking forward to a good discussion. Looking forward to seeing each of you each week and coming together and having these wonderful discussions. I appreciate everybody joining us again in this new year. I appreciate you putting up with me. I know I sound like the before person in a decongestant commercial. The irony is I did take decongestant. It doesn't work. I have to get the stuff behind the counter. But that being said, just... so thankful. Looking
Michael,
forward
do you
to...
want to write your email address in the chat for Tabitha there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
She's saying she's interested, too, and I would love that.
Absolutely. So I'm going to put it in chat. For those listening, it's drmichael@icmh.org. And, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and throw it in chat here. But, well, we're kind of wrapping up. Dr. Vicky, any last thoughts?
No, I've just about spent, Michael. I mean, what more should we say? Look, no matter what's going on in the world, people, we have to be aware of that, yes. But just live your life. And always remember, no matter how much information you have out there, focus on today and one step at a time forward. And just be you. Just do you.
Excellent. I can't say it any better than that. So with that, I just looking forward to everybody joining us next week. Until then, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone. Happy New Year.